Bismillah and salam alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRab English Radio. Welcome to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Q&A stands for Question and Answer. I am Atta, the host of this program. Shaykh Ahmad Danish, our respected guest speaker, is over here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the possibility of mu'jaza or miracle. And does belief in mu'jaza or miracle means to believe in impossible mission? This is the question for today's discussion. I think before anything, if we give our dear listeners a definition of al-mu'jaza, it would be very nice, Sheikh.
All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So a miracle or mu'jaza, as it is known in the Islamic texts, will have the definition that a prophet of Allah, right, performs this miracle,
yes,
with the intention of proving his prophethood.
All right.
And this is an act that is presented as a proof for his prophethood, and it is a paranormal act or something that is not done in the usual scheme of things.
All right.
So something paranormal with the intention of proving the prophethood,
mm-hmm,
and with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a God-given gift to the prophet.
All right.
And with the intention of proving the prophethood, but it's not something that is normally the case or something that usually happens.
Is it time-based? I mean, is it time-specific or something?
It can be time-specific. For example, it could be a one-off instance,
uh-huh,
right? And because, for example, in the case of Prophet Ibrahim,
uh-huh,
we had this mu'jaza that the fire turned to flowers or
yeah,
a garden.
The garden, that's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And this was a one-time, a one-off instance. But with Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, what we see that he had this mu'jaza that whenever he would take out his hand, mm-hmm, from underneath his armpit, it would be glowing and it would be shiny. And this was a mu'jaza that he had it with him. Or for example, he would throw his asa.
Yes, or the stick.
The stick.
That's right.
And it would turn to a dragon.
A dragon or something like that.
Yes.
That's right. Okay.
And this was another miracle with Prophet Musa, but he had this miracle throughout his prophethood until...
Mm. We have to say that the miracles that were done by the prophets during the history of the world were not something that they wanted to show off or something like that. I mean, they were not magicians or they were not charmers or something like that. No, they were not. There were people, in fact, for their rebuttal or an answer against, we can say, the false claims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a sign for their power must do that. I mean, mu'jaza is not something to be in the hands of everybody at any moment wishing, okay, to do so or not to do so, or to attract the people or to absorb the people to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All right, so... what were some of the greatest miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth during the history of the world, Shaykh?
Right. So regarding one more point that we can uh-huh make here is that as you mentioned, that miracle was something that was done by the prophet to prove their prophethood.
All right.
Right. And therefore, the first thing that they wanted the people to do was to come to the true religion that mm-hmm was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so they appealed to the reason of the people. They
right
appealed to the intellect of the people. They appealed to the feelings of the people, to the fitra, the God-given fitra of the people, that I am bringing a message
mm-hmm
from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the with the belief in the oneness of Allah, with the belief in the day of judgment, with the belief that your actions here are going to be evaluated on the day of judgment, and
okay,
you will be given reward for doing good actions and you will be punished for doing bad actions. So this was a message that was attuned or that was in sync with the fitra of humanity.
All right.
That this creation that we see all around us, this beautiful creation, this this powerful creation, the universe, the coming out of the sun and the going down of the moon,
mm-hmm,
is everything has a purpose in,
right,
in creation. And therefore, the purpose of our creation is to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was a message that was given by all the prophets.
Mm-hmm.
And to respect others, to respect your That's neighbor, right. to respect your parents, to have strong families
All right.
was this message. So this message of the prophets was something that was attuned to the fitra of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Along with that, when sometimes what would happen is that previous prophets
yes.
would predict the coming of a prophet with
yes.
certain signs.
Yes.
Right? And so the people amongst whom the prophet came were
yes.
prepared to receive the message, and
All
they
right.
were already waiting for the coming of this prophet.
There were some private circles who
yes.
were informed
so
about
So these were
right.
all signs.
Okay. Okay.
These were all signs given by Allah to make or prepare the arrival of a prophet. But again, some people would not believe, or some people would still remain in doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And for these people, God or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send a miracle along with the prophet, or this miracle would be given to the prophet
All right.
to prove their prophet. So miracle was one part,
All right. okay.
was one part of all of these things. That is, the message is in sync with the fitrah.
That's right.
Then the previous prophets have predicted the
All
arrival
right.
of this prophet.
All right.
And then the miracle was also there to help.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Doesn't Mu'jaza, we can say, disapprove the concept of Eliyah or causality? Because for sure there must be a cause and effect. Okay, this is what we call it, causation or causality. So isn't it in contrast with such a concept, Shaykh? I mean, because out of blue, out of nothing, and all of a sudden something is going to happen without a reason or something like that. Or maybe the reason is not understandable by the public, I mean by the masses and the human beings.
Yes. What we can say is that this was not a nullification of the principle of causality,
All
but
right.
there were certain causes for a phenomenon that the normal people did not know.
All right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, the fire turning into a garden
All right.
is something that is not impossible,
mm-hmm.
right? But it does not usually happen. It would not happen in the usual scheme of things. But there are causes to this phenomenon that are not known by normal people
mm-hmm.
or common people. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has created everything, knows all these causes.
That's
and
right.
He can cause a miracle by direct intervention or through the angels
mm-hmm.
In the scheme of things.
That's right.
And so this is something that we say, that the principle of causality was not nullified,
mm-hmm.
but there are causes that humanity does not know about, and these are known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He can act with the help of these causes.
That's right. Okay. And why isn't it taking place? I mean, is it true that, for example, with the death of or demise of Prophet Muhammad, who was the seal of prophets, Khatamul Anbiya, and we can say the last of the prophets, the door of Mu'jaza was closed, I mean, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people?
In the terminology of Ilm al-Kalam, what we say is that miracle or Mu'jaza was for the prophets throughout the ages. But for the A'imma alayhimus salam, again, we have narrations where they have performed various mu'jazat, and they had ilm al-ghaib. They knew about various things about until the end of times. And so even the A'imma alayhimus salam were attributed with performing paranormal things.
Yes.
And so the door of mu'jaza or any paranormal act has not closed, But the terminology that we use for others, for the common people or the awliya Allah, is karama, right? So the door of karama has not closed, and even some karamas have been referred to, for example, Imam al-Rizā alayhi salam, right?
Of course, there have been so many cases, you know, recently they are, we can say, recorded by the camera.
Yes.
The people that are healed, for instance, in the holy courtyard, for example, the sightless people that are given sight again, the crippled ones, I mean, and so many other karama from the side of the infallible imams. Okay. It has its own mechanism and the system. We don't want to get into the details.
Of course. But differentiating thing from the miracle would be that these karamas are basically blessings that are given to humanity from these holy personages or the Aima alayhi salam.
All right.
And this is also true for the awliya Allah.
Yes.
It is Lady Fatima Tuzara, Lady Fatima Masuma salamullah alayha, is not an imam.
Yes.
But even karamas are reported from her haram as well.
Yes.
In the same way, karamas are reported from other awliya or the other holy personages who are not even imams, who are only followers of the imams, or they are good believing Muslims.
All right. Okay. The Holy Quran is called a miracle. I mean, the greatest miracle of Prophet Muhammad was his Holy Quran.
Yes.
And the Holy Quran is still in our hands.
True.
So I think this is a rather, we can say, specific and exceptional case in all the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the miracles of the other prophets, we do not have any access to. We cannot see them. We do not touch them. We do not sense them. But still, we have the Holy Quran in our hands as intact as it was in day one, revealed to the people. So we can say that still the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the last miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in our hands.
Of course.
Still it's fresh, isn't it?
Yes. And the great thing is that since Islam is for the end of times,
all right,
that is, Islam is a universal religion. All after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the other sharias are abolished. And the sharia of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to stay until the day of judgment.
Yes.
And so this is our belief. This is the universal belief of all Muslims. And so therefore we needed a miracle that could be a miracle for until the day of judgment.
That's
and
right.
We see that every new age proves that there is something that comes out from the Holy Quran which proves its relevance, which proves its universality, and it's being a guide to humanity even in the days of internet, modern technology, artificial intelligence. We still see the relevance of the Holy Quran, and it's being a miracle.
That's right. So, and it's still so many, we can't say, hidden unseen layers of the Holy Quran, which the people might not know. And recently, you know, of course, we must know that the Holy Quran is not the book of science, okay? It is the book of guidance. But as they say, it has so many batn, and bat means, we can say, hidden layers. More than 70 hidden layers are to the Holy Quran. So the mere reading of the text of the Holy Quran is something. I mean, understanding a deep layer, something else. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of Al-Mu'jaza. We thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us and safeguarding his last miracle for all the people. I mean, the Holy Quran, it's still in our hands. Inshallah, we benefit from it day by day, moment by moment. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من
كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن.